Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 24,100 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. If you're wanting to be a buyer, Superior Livestock asks that you call and register for your buyer number right away. That number again is 800-422-2117. Thursday, September 26th, next video auction from Superior Livestock. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, limited cash cattle market activity is expected early today, with mixed show lists and bids and asking prices remaining undeveloped here early on. Now, the strong triple-digit rally in live cattle and feeder cattle early in the week will likely add resolve to the feedlot managers as they roll out asking prices in order to build on the momentum from last week. Even though packer margins still remain strong, the pullback from previous levels over the last couple of weeks will limit the desire to increase spending through the end of the month. Futures trade is expected generally higher, with spillover support likely to develop early on in the complex. Now, continued hopes of additional hog buying activity developing over the coming weeks and anticipation of the planned trade talks are building additional momentum and optimism throughout the hog trade. Even though the need for China to gain access to additional pork is high, the underlying trade uncertainty will likely keep any market gains hesitant over the near future. Wheat markets weaker, with winter wheat contracts working on their fourth consecutive lower close. Minneapolis spring wheat continues to perform the heavy lifting, with that contract closing higher for the fourth session in a row yesterday. The December contract is now at the highest level since July 31st, recovering 49 cents off the lows. Lack of harvest progress remains the chief concern, with North Dakota still touting 15% of her acres in the field, while Montana is at 20%. Corn prices are slightly lower, easing back from yesterday's rally, but keeping price action inside the developing pennant formation. Corn garnered strength from soybeans on the news. Trade talks were progressing well, and another round of soybean purchases could be announced very soon. The counter-seasonal rise in corn conditions had traders talking on Monday, especially considering most anecdotal yield reports have been of the disappointing variety. The soybeans are slightly higher, remaining well inside the range posted yesterday, as traders debate whether the next leg in the November contract is up or down. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live, make that October live cattle up 250 yesterday, 101.85. December was up 262 at 107.77. October feeder cattle up 205, 141.25. And the November up 270, 139.72. October hogs up 60 cents, 60.95. Kansas City wheat, December down a penny, 406.5. March down 1.25 yesterday, 419.75. Chicago wheat, December down 1.25, 438. March down 1 cent, 490. December corn up 2.5, 373.25, and March up 2.5, 384.25. November soybeans up 9.75 at 892.5. January up 9.5 at 906. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.